God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Covet is a strong word. It means strongly desire, to long after something. Do you long after the gifts of the Spirit?
Yes.
Most people don't. But He told us to, didn't He? How about Faith Life Church, folks? Are we getting stirred up?
Yes.
At least some that we are going to long after. Covet earnestly. More than we do any natural thing, we covet the gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Do we?
Yes.
Say it out loud, I do.
I do.
I desire.
I desire.
I covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit.
The gifts of the Spirit.
Well, he went on in the 14th chapter to say a similar thing. Chapter 14 and verse 1. Follow after love. And do what? Desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Desire spiritual gifts. He says it again. Well, why would he tell us to desire them? Is there anything involved to where that if we're going to have them, we need to give him that to work with? Or is it just non-essential? It's just a nice thing to do. The Lord doesn't tell us to do something for no reason. How many would believe that? If you skip on down to the last verse of that same chapter in the 39th verse, he says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Now, we live in a generation where there's a lot of churches forbid speaking in tongues. No speaking in tongues. Isn't that strange that the Bible says don't forbid it and many churches forbid it? Well, back in the first verse of chapter 12, he said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And he gives us this 12th chapter and the 13th chapter and the virtually the whole 14th chapter is instruction on speaking in tongues and interpreting and prophesying. And yet most Christian church-going folk don't even believe in it. Don't even believe it. Not for us nowadays. Have all kind of explanations. Well, that was just the apostles and when the 12 had that and some folks in the early days of the church and when they died, all that ceased and passed away. What scripture do you have for that explanation? Where do people get that? And see, it's mighty convenient that because they don't have these experiences and they don't live like this, then it explains why they don't. Because you never run across a tongue talker that'll tell you it's passed away. Right? And we know it's beyond dispute. The first Christians that were in the beginning days of the church were all tongue talkers. I mean, we know the 120 on the day of Pentecost, tongue talkers.
Yes.
No disputing that.
Amen.
That's how the church got kicked off.
Yes.
On the day of Pentecost. I guess you'd call them Pentecostals. The originals. Is that right?
Yes.
Tongue talkers. And here he's writing to the church at Corinth, giving them instructions about talking in tongues the right way and the right time and not doing it the wrong way and the wrong time. And actually they had an abundance of tongues and a lot of it was disorderly. And yet in the middle of it, he says, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than all of y'all. And he's having to correct them. Well, he must have got up speaking in tongues and went to bed talking in tongues. Well, much of the church world doesn't believe this. They deny it. They forbid it. And it's dangerous ground because they're just completely ignoring and violating New Testament Scripture.
Yes.
Now, every one of us will be able to read things in the Word of God that our life doesn't measure up to. Somebody said, well, I don't talk in tongues. Well, don't feel bad about it, but don't try to tell us that it's passed away and not for you. There was a time I was a believer for many years that didn't speak in tongues. I was thoroughly saved. If I'd have died, gone straight to be with Jesus. I love the Lord, but I didn't talk in tongues. But now for many more years thereafter, I do talk in tongues. And I can tell you, with is better. Much. Well, I just don't believe it's for everybody, Brother Keith. Well, you believe wrong. It's for everybody. It's for every believer. Every child of God has the right to be gloriously filled with the same spirit you're born again of. Speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Prophesy. And have all of the 9 manifestations and gifts of the Spirit operating in the church in different ones as He wills. Now, don't get annoyed with me over this. I mean, if you say, well, I don't believe it like that, Brother Keith. Fine. We love you. Love us. Yeah, you believe somebody can be saved and not speak in tongues? Well, certainly. You got to be born again in order to be a candidate to be filled with the Spirit. Of course, that can happen almost simultaneously. You see that in the book of Acts. You can get born again, filled with the Spirit, split second apart, if that much. But the reason I keep talking about speaking in tongues is because, like we quoted Brother Hagin last week or so, he said he noticed in his own personal life that the more he spoke in tongues, the more of these other manifestations he had in his life. And the less he spoke in tongues, the less of them he had. It's the doorway. And if you don't know how or are unwilling to yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit... How many remember James talking about the tongue is like the bridle and bit on the horse? It's like the rudder. We might say it's like the steering wheel. If you're not willing or don't know how to yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit, well, then you're going to be limited in yielding to Him in these other areas. But how many want to just go all the way in? I mean, just if it's for me, I want it. Just let me, just be willing to say that. How many would be willing to say that? If it's for me, Lord, show me, I want it. I'm open. I don't care what men say. If you say it's for me, I want it.
Amen.
Well, how many believe that when he said to his disciples, I'll not leave you orphans. I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Does the Holy Spirit belong to every believer?
Yes.
Certainly. Is he here to help us?
Yes.
Well, here in these chapters, we see the ways... He moves. These 9 manifestations or gifts of the Spirit are the ways the Holy Spirit moves and manifests Himself. So when He's saying desire and covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit, He's talking about desiring the Holy Spirit. Desiring to be full of the Spirit. Desiring the Holy Spirit to be active in your life. Let's go back to the 12th chapter, remind ourselves of the ways He moves. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Does the Lord want us to know about these?
Yes,
He does. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who?
Every
who?
Every
just a few?
No,
no. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. How many believers should expect to have manifestations of the Holy Spirit?
All of them.
How many?
All.
Well, see, he mentions the different 9 manifestations of the Spirit immediately following this phrase. So he's talking about these things. Should you expect these next things we're about to read to be happening in your life?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Now, he tells us, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as he will. Now, you may not have all 9 of these manifest in your life, but you ought to have some of them. You put us all together, all of them should be happening. You may have, you know, a manifestation of 1 or 2 more than you would. You might have a manifestation of one particular one time in your life and not again. But you might have 3 of the others manifested 400 times. Are you with me? Now, in talking about this, people have made these things completely spectacular. And because of that, folks are not expecting them and get to the place where they're not even desiring them. Don't know what they are. Don't know what to look for, what to expect. I know I did that with speaking in tongues. You've heard my testimony, but I over-spectacularized speaking in tongues. And for years was confused about it and didn't speak in tongues. In fact, I told my friends, I don't know how many people I told, well, now, if you ever hear me speaking in tongues, it won't be me. Well, that's ignorance, foolishness, but I didn't know any better. I kept thinking, you know, well, the Holy Ghost is just going to take me over and make me speak. I'm over-spectacularizing it. Do you understand what I mean by that? Over-spectacularizing. Now, there are some things, manifestations of the Spirit, that are spectacular. Don't misunderstand. But a whole lot of it is not nearly as spectacular as some people think for. In fact, when it happens, it can seem very familiar to you. And it should, because that's the same Spirit who lives in you 24/7. You should be familiar with Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304F. That's R-1304F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.